From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Gregor.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
Today on 91.5 KRCC in Air Check, Jake, Vicki, and I each pick a favorite new tune for our musical roundtable discussion, and Xanthi Alexis sings a couple of songs and talks with Vicki. We also hear from Stephen Miller. Stephen's the director of the Manitou Music Foundation, and they're producing the next Manitou Women's Music Festival, where Xanthi will be playing on June 8th. Stick around.
So, as usual, we begin the show with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and each of us shares a song we haven't been able to get out of our heads this past month. And today, this month, it's just the three of us. Jeff, Vicki, good to be back at the roundtable with you both.
Where we started.
Yeah, I like sitting between you two. That's very nice. We love our guests.
We do.
The guests are wonderful, but This is cozy.
Sometimes you just got to hang with friends that you know and love.
People who accept you for who you are.
That's right. That's right. So we're just going to get into it. And without further ado, why don't we start with you, Vicki? What'd you bring in today?
Now, this is going to seem like the usual thing I pick, but it's a little different, and we'll talk about that later. This is The Mystery Lights, and the name of the song is Going Down, from Too Much Tension.
Was grooving from the original bass line, and then it turned into like this surf guitar music, and now we're like listening to some television.
Exactly. This is what I love about this band. This is their sophomore album. They're on the Wick label, which is a Daptone imprint, where Daptone explores soul and R&B. Then Wick explores garage and psych. So for me, we went from the Grateful Dead to Marty Balin and Jefferson Airplane, actually. But then television came up under it, and I thought about someone as recent as Chicano Batman.
And the way that it kind of unfolds in this sort of incremental way, it gets you to sort of think about, like, what am I listening to right now? What's that sound that I'm hearing? For me, it was like, is this funk? Is this is this surf rock? Is this, you know, some kind of retro thing? And it actually got me thinking just in the that brief 2 minutes about the relationship between those different genres, mm-hmm. and sort of how those things fit together.
It just jumps out of this record. And this record is a garage psych little pop masterpiece, a band to keep an eye on.
Jake, let's jump to you. What do you got?
So my pick is by Faye Webster, and this album is called Atlanta Millionaires Club, and the song is Kingston.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write 'em down if I remember in the morning time. it starts a pouring rain. I think that tonight I'll leave my light on, 'cause I get lonely when it's out, and I miss you right about now.
I'm a sucker for it. There's some pedal steel in there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, this to me is just like luscious summer music. Just the kind of like long, languid days, warm nights.
Yeah.
And there's something about this, the whole album, but especially this song, that just has this such a mellow vibe to it. So the artist, Faye Webster, she's from Atlanta. I think she's 21.
Wow.
And kind of interestingly, this album came out on Secretly Canadian, but she kind of got her start on a hip-hop label in Atlanta called Awful Records. She's kind of part of this, you know, very vibrant hip-hop scene that, you know, Atlanta's kind of the capital of rap music right now, but is doing something that's very much not hip-hop or rap.
Right.
This is like country, but just really catchy, great music. And like I said, just a vibe that I can kind of ride on all day. It's just so
nice. I like that lazy kind of drunk with heat.
Yeah.
The breeze has now made the billowy curtains, you know, kind of flow out.
The sun is setting.
And I'm listening in the background, too. We've got this beautiful kicked back saxophone, some nice keyboards. It's like taking the best of all those sounds that we equate with those feelings.
Might be the first time I've heard pedal steel guitar and saxophone mixed up.
I'll be probably spinning this record a lot this summer. Really, really recommend it. Faye Webster, Atlanta Millionaires Club.
Kind of like oceanfront property, only we don't have to go anywhere.
Jeff, what you got for us?
I have picked a local talent. Well, local, sort of. Colorado. Dressy Bessie. They have a new album out on Yep Rock. Reliable label. The CD is called Fast, Faster, Disaster. And this tune is I've Fallen in Love.
A bad face. Oh, you gotta like that. You gonna make it come with that. You better face your thoughts and gotta like that. Thanks for the effort, the pleasure's fine. I'm under pressure to make it mine, oh mine. I don't need a drug, someone hold me tight. I've fallen in love, I've fallen in love.
You know what I like about Dressy Bessie and Tammy Elam? She's got these kind of punctuating vocals, and she's not afraid to just put some sounds out there in between lyrics and sort of become an instrument herself. The band Dressy Bessie has always impressed me as this kind of B-52s party band that we can claim to be our own here in Colorado. And they've put out, I think, 6 albums since the late 90s. Been on a bunch of compilations, and they've done the late night TV circuit, and have gotten a decent amount of notoriety, I think, but it seems like they should have gotten more somehow.
I love this band. I love her voice. Hearing this song, it reminded me of everything I ever loved about some of the bands from the early 90s. the space it put me in made me think of like Throwing Muses and thinking about Liz Phair and people like that. Really great 90s college rock almost. But the thing that came after that, I mean, these guys own it. They were there then.
And like you said, it's really cool to know that these guys are actually from Colorado, from Denver, kind of a Colorado institution at this point.
Good picks, everyone.
Yeah, so that's Dressy Bessie. Fast Faster Disaster is the name of the album, and the song I've Fallen in Love. So that concludes the musical roundtable. Jeff, Vicky, always a pleasure to share some music with you guys.
Likewise, Jake.
You're listening to Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. The Manitou Women's Music Festival is happening in Manitou Springs on June 8th. Singer-songwriter Xanthi Alexis will be playing the festival, and she came in to speak with Vicky and perform a couple songs in the studio. She was joined also by Stephen Miller, who's director of the Manitou Music Foundation, which is putting on the Women's Music Festival. That festival is June 8th in Soda Springs Park in Manitou Springs.
Hi, I'm Xanthi Alexis, and this is Silver Lining.
My heart feels what it feels. My heart.
heart needs time to heal.
This is Vicki Gregor, and I'm so happy to be in the studio today with Xanthi Alexis. Xanthi, I've got to mention this. The first thing that always hits me about you is the incredible voice that you have. Your instrument is so beautiful and so powerful. I'm very curious to know when you were aware of that voice.
You know, I loved to sing when I was a little girl, and I just didn't stop. Like, I just didn't stop singing, you know? And I don't, you know, my brothers and sisters let me know that it wasn't great. But I think as time went on, you know, musical theater helped and some life experience, you know, pain experience helped mm-hmm. just kind of open it up, you know. But thank you for saying that. That means a lot.
When you're writing songs, is it a more pragmatic approach, or do you pick up that guitar and get lost in it and let the song reveal itself to you?
Well, I believe in repetition of your craft, so I'm trying to get to the instrument and to writing as often as I can, but the songs, there's a very particular sensation that I feel. It's a physical sensation. I know a song is coming, and I try to get to a voice memo or my instrument as quick as I can, and then it's just there, you know. But I try to exercise the muscle of it so that when that presence comes through, I'm ready for it, you know.
You've been a solo act, a duo supporting a band or having a band support you. Do you have a preference? Do you see those as different approaches to your craft?
I don't think I have a preference. I think I have phases where I just finished an album with Connor and Ian Borgel of The Changing Colors.
Oh, that's good news.
So fully produced. It's full instrumentations. There's electronic beats. I mean, it's pretty rad. And that was full-on collaboration. I mean, we were writing and creating together. But the writing phase of that, for me, for the bare bones of the songs, was super hermit phase. You know, I like didn't do anything but write those songs, you know. So it's kind of whatever the song calls for, whatever my mood's calling for. I don't think I have a preference, really, though. I like it all. I just like music.
I know that there's been performances where you get a big emotional reaction from the audience at times, and I'm wondering what that's like.
Something I've realized is, number one, people want a witness. They just need a witness, someone to witness what they're experiencing. Without judgment. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and he used a term that really resonated. He said, when you have diversity in your background, trauma experience or whatever it is, you then have moral authority. And I think that is an interesting thing, too. When I'm expressing vulnerability, it gives the audience permission to go there. And to feel that, and sometimes I think I feel that more than anything, that permission to just be like, whoa, yeah, that's safe to go there. And it's not only safe, it's like beautiful and cathartic, you know. So that's what gets me really excited.
So when you're sharing like a festival spirit with other musicians and everything's coming together, do you tend to be just sort of kind of solo in your approach, or do you like to know who else you're playing with at that, you know, on the stage or in the overall experience?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I was in Montreal in February at Folk Alliance. So I was with all these folk artists from all over the world. And I think that we really receive so much from each other, other traveling musicians, because we're like a strange flock and we're doing something kind of outside of the norm of what a lot of people choose to do. And I think that we really recognize ourselves in each other. And it's interesting because I think that outside perception might be that it's very competitive, but inside reality is we love each other. We're interested in one another. We support each other. I mean, and that's happening on a local level with our local music community too. We cheer each other on so hard. I mean, I've made deep connections, deep sisters, deep brothers, because we're kind of out there without a net, you know? So we recognize each other, you know?
You know, to that point, something that's coming up very soon is the Manitou Women's Music Fest. And that is brought to you by the Manitou Music Foundation. And actually here with us today also is the president of the board of directors of the Manitou Music Foundation, Stephen Miller. Stephen, thank you. I wanted to ask you a few things about all
Certainly.
Of this. First, do you want to speak to what Manitou Music Foundation's mission is? And how did this even get started? Who are you? Who are you?
Well, I'm just a fan of live music, and a little over a year ago, we noticed a group of us just took note of how much talent comes through Manitou Springs. And some musicians, as Xanthi, have been around a while, and they're playing in a much wider area, but they come back and share with us. Some musicians are brand new, and they wander into town and say, hey, we heard about music in Manitou, and we make contact with them, and we encourage them. But we did notice that there wasn't a lot of communication around the music community with the rest of the community. We saw something we could do to help that out. So we've put live listings on email lists, on Facebook page, and on our website. We also got involved in some festivals because the city is very much a place where live music is appreciated. And so we have the Manitou Women's Music Fest. We also we're reviving the Manitou Mountain Music Fest on August 10th and 11th. And we're getting involved in some community projects. We're looking to put pianos on the street. We would like to find some grant money to enable us to put instruments in the hands of more children, and lessons also. And we're looking at setting up some all-ages jams in an after-school setting so that we can have some of the older musicians share with some of the newer up-and-coming musicians. We're just there to kind of stimulate and support what's already going on musically, and we've been warmly welcomed, and we're having a great time and really looking forward to the Women's Music Fest.
Xanthi, I wanted to ask you, with the Manitou Women's Festival coming up and the work that the Manitou Music Foundation is doing, what are your thoughts about this sort of thing happening and taking root, you know, in Manitou?
I love it. I love it, you know, and it's funny. I'd had a conversation just last night with a local musician about the caliber of musicianship that comes out of Manitou and Colorado Springs. I mean, real players, you know, and I think they deserve a platform. And you know that I love kids getting music education. It's really near and dear to my heart, and we should probably talk because I want to be involved in that. But yeah, it seems like a natural progression for Manitou to be putting a highlight on the arts, because that's what we are. That's what Manitou Springs so much is at the heart, is an artist community. So it makes me really excited. I'm really honored to be a part of it.
If somebody wants to find out more about you, how do they get a hold of you, or where's a good way to get some more information?
We have a Facebook page. We can be messaged from our Facebook page. We also have a website, ManitouMusicFoundation.org. You can also message us there. And we're
often out and around town, Manitou as well as the West Side and parts of Colorado Springs, seeing live music. And so I'm always happy to talk to people about what we're doing, and we're evolving. So we're open to new ideas. We were approached by Julia Brochet, who had the idea of a women's music fest, and we talked to her about it. We all loved it on the board of directors and decided to go ahead with it. And Julia is now a member of the board of directors.
I really thank you, Stephen, for being here. Xanthi, for coming in and sharing some beautiful songs with us. And certainly look forward to the festival coming up and future events from the Manitou Music Foundation. We'll keep our eyes on what develops. Take it out with another song.
That's it for this episode of AirCheck. If you'd like to find out more about the Manitou Music Foundation and the Manitou Women's Music Festival, I've got a couple of links for you on our website, krcc.org. We always welcome your support of AirCheck and all of the other great programs here on 91.5 KRCC, and we hope you'll make a fiscal year-end contribution before June 30th. When you do, be sure to mention AirCheck in your renewal, additional gift, or new membership. Thanks for listening. For AirCheck and 91.5 KRCC, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Jake Brownell.
And I'm Vicki Gregor.